The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back. Lord knows they'll try to silence our voices. They'll pretend to be patriots, fighting for fairness for all. But they're not even fit to hold office. What they believe doesn't fit with freedom at all. We must take America back.
Take America back.
Main Street to Wall Street. Cities and states.
Oh, wow. Stick us and bleed us. It seems like John Stadtmiller knew that this was coming up with this IRS stuff. God rest his soul.
Yeah, they want to bleed that wallet just like they want to bleed your orifices.
I think they're way overly concerned about our orifices. Absolutely. Sex changing, laws about sodomy, the words we say out of our mouths. I think... Oh, yeah. We need freedom of our orifices.
Yes.
Away from the government. We need a separation of orifice and state.
Keep your government out of my orifices.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm talking about. Oh, wow. You have to be the most entertaining guest I've ever had. I tell you what.
Thanks, man.
We could seriously pull off a morning show. We got to see what we can do, seriously. And, you know, I can say you've got the phone lines flooded, my friend.
Woo!
So I can rant here for a few minutes if you need to use the facilities. I know you said you're waiting on use of a bathroom.
Yeah, it's occupied right now, so I have to wait regardless.
Okay. Well, let's try and get one call in. Let's go with the first caller. Line one, Florida. Charlie, is that you?
Yeah, hey, that's me. Listen, I'm calling in what you were talking about me earlier about the about we don't need we could vote by on our cell phone or something like that. Is that what I heard you say? I think that, you know, I've been saying it for years. I mean, we could wipe out the whole bunch of them, you know, these idiots that go up there and spend our money, you know, illegally, pass all these laws that we don't want passed, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, by simply taking back this idea of representation. You know, that idea.
Yes.
Yeah, the idea was started back in the 1800s, when it took more than a day to ride to your county seat by horseback so you could vote. So what they did was they got people to go into the areas, the county areas, and into D.C. and the federal areas and represent them. But we don't need that nonsense now. I can vote on my computer. I can vote on any issue I want on my computer. I can vote, like you said, on a cell phone. I mean, with the proper identification to be able to point us out who we are or whatever, and that we're qualified to do this, we could do it. And we could get rid of all those people up there. We don't need them. Now, I'm not talking about the executive branch. I'm not talking about, like, our president, people like that. Yeah, I think we need elections to have for people like that. But these other clowns, we could get rid of them, man. They're doing nothing but destroying our country. They're selling everything we got down the drain. They're taking all our money with these taxes. We could vote on that tax, our IRS tax law that just, you know, they're trying to pass. We could vote on anything. We could do away with all of it. So I think it's one of the best ideas I've heard. I've been saying it for years, but everybody always wants to argue with me. They always say, oh, well, we need this or we need that. We need this guy to do this or we need that guy to do that. No, we don't need them. We don't
all
need any
need,
of them. We need a dog
all we
catcher,
need
maybe.
Are people,
you know?
Yeah. Yeah. All we need are people to execute the plans that we vote for. That's it.
That's it. We want a standing army to protect us. We want a president to govern that standing army and to make executive decisions, you know, for things that happen to us around the world. And that's basically all we need. We don't need these clowns up there in the Senate or the House of Representatives. They're a waste of our time. They've proven that. They've proven that. They've misrepresented us to the point to where they've almost destroyed this country. And they're destroying it. I mean, just look at the, like you guys were talking about, the gay and lesbian thing. I mean, look what they're doing there. Look what they're doing to our kids in our schools. I mean, I could go on and on and on. Forcing them to do this crap down their throats, you know, making our kids read this crap. What the hell's the matter with people? You know, we don't need it. When we don't need them. Yeah, so anyway, that's what I basically
that,
I wanted
man.
To back you up on that one, man. Because you're right there. You are 100% right.
Well, thank you. Henrik, you're trying to say something? Henrik?
Oh, well, there we go. Had the button there. But yeah, I was agreeing with him. Like, I remember Anonymous a long time ago, like, had a theory out there of how they could basically make the Electoral College obsolete by having, like, a digital system that ran similarly and just had, like, its own open-source automated system that would just take your votes and audit it to make sure, like, there's no corruption and foul play and stuff like that. And it's like, yeah, I like that idea. I think that would be cool. You know, and I feel a caller, you know, being, you know, from Florida, you know, being angry about the schools and that. I mean, do you really want to mess with Floridian schools? Dude, they have gators and AKs for days. Nothing's going to happen if you don't leave those kids alone.
Yeah. Yeah, how about a class on how to properly field dress an AK-47? There you go. I can go for
absolutely.
That. You know? Yeah.
Definitely. Well,
yeah.
Brandon,
yeah,
how do
yeah.
it?
A class on we have to take
I got a question for you, man. Can I hang on?
Hang on because
no, I'm just messing with you guys.
Yeah, I've got a question.
I'm just messing with you guys. There's no break there.
Oh, don't.
Oh,
all right. Yeah.
That was a quick break. I like it. Okay. Yeah, Fee, my question for you is, what's going on over there in Poland, man? I mean, with all this stuff that's going on in the Ukraine and everything, how the people of Poland holding up over there? I think Russia's getting ready to go and kick ass, don't you, over there? I think they already are.
There's no way in hell Russia would ever touch Poland.
They're going to go to Poland, but I mean they're kicking ass in all over the Ukraine, and I'm just wondering how the people.
I hope they take the Ukraine back. But quite honestly, Ukraine, as I've said and I've pointed out all the facts, that Ukraine is probably the most corrupt country in Europe, if not the world. That's where you got Nazis there. You got human traffickers. You got Ukrainian mafias. I mean, and the politicians—they definitely scratch each other's backs. You know, corruption is rife. But on a social level, things are quite peaceful here. I do like being here in Poland. I've had more freedom here than I've ever had in the United States. You know, I can actually walk and exist in public spaces without, you know, cops, you know, staring me down, wanting to profile me, wanting to start something, you know, being pulled over just for being black, you know, driving while black. I have
that's got to be scary.
Well, and see, when I come back to the States, I'm gonna turn my tour van into a bait car. I'm gonna have a camera on the back, camera on the front, and camera pointed towards the driver's seat window, and a video feed to my lawyer.
Hell yeah!
That sounds like a good idea, man.
I like that idea.
Everybody should do it.
Yeah, everybody
should do it. It would keep these corrupt cops in line. You know, when they write these fake tickets or pull you over for something they had no business pull you over just to start something, you know, we can. That's a way to defund the police, ladies and gentlemen, by finding ways to keep them honest. You can defund a lot of the crap they do.
Now, this is Mike here in the control room at RBN. I just want to jump in because a lot of people recognize V as the sort of left leaning. Because you bring these kind of things up, this is the real defund the police, folks. You can go out there and get the footage. That this is like 90s and you know early 2000s conservatism. You hold them accountable. I want to mention Tim Pool put up a couple of videos from him earlier today on our main site. That's real leftism. The left. I don't know. We never really know what to even say anymore. Is it liberal? Is it leftism? Something's bad. I think it's just kind of the libtard, progressive, off the wall. What's the thing? The drag queen story hour. You know, gets a little out of hand. But this is real liberal conservatism. Maybe we have a Democratic Republic representative. Democracy. Let's keep things straight. I think what you're talking about there is awesome. Going around and have the cameras on, have them rolling, and straight to your lawyer. You know.
It's not going to be none of that. All confiscating the phone. What's your code?
Yeah.
And erasing the videos. No.
I remember. Assistance of counsel. That was the big thing for years. I need assistance of counsel. You know, I don't want a lawyer. I don't want to be represented. I need assistance of counsel. Any good lawyer, if anybody out there watched Better Call Saul, you represent yourself, but you have counsel. You have assistance of counsel. That's real liberal, real left.
That was a real thing. That's kind of cool.
Exactly. Well,
that's all I wanted to say, B. Thanks a lot. But I never thought of you as being left all that much. You might be a little bit left, but you're more right than most. I mean, you're certainly not falling into that liberal, libtard category that Mike was talking about there.
Definitely not a libtard. Can't stand the libtards. My head wants to explode anytime I watch MSNBC. I'm not a libtard. Thank you.
There you go. So that makes you a Republican right there. All right. I'll talk to you all for later. Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you. Republican V here on the air. Yeah, let's go ahead and hit the next caller. Let's go. Oh, Oklahoma, line 3. John, go ahead.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Hello, sir. You got a question or comment for us?
Well, yes, sir. The last caller was absolutely on point.
Yes, indeed.
He expressed the way most Americans, Christian Americans, feel. What you do is between you and God. What you do with our children is something else. You choose your own path. If I have to go through the military for 20 years and take some wives and then repent, and then all of a sudden it comes to our own home, and now we have to take more lives. You know what? That's the path that was chosen for you. And that, believe it or not, and if you'd like me to elaborate, that's a path that I walk down.
Please elaborate.
Well, what I'm saying, sir, is that, okay, I got in the military, and because of the absolute barbarism that the military has fought in the last 20 or 30 years, the beheading, the killing of children to get at another, because you protected them, we're going to kill them. That was a big deal in my life. So I swore off. I come home. And I mean home. I moved from a big city to as far away in the country as you can imagine. And there was a pedophile that terrorized this group for 18 years. And when I put an end to this pedophile, the church that my great-grandfather started split because the pastor said we should have took care of this. He shouldn't have had to take care of it. That's a big deal in a man's life.
Absolutely.
That's my life. What you gentlemen are talking to, as far as, you know, the rest of the world trying to understand, it does happen.
Absolutely.
And I'm a living, if someone would like my phone number, my email address, I'll give them the whole story. What you're speaking of is real. We're fighting a battle that most people cannot understand. It's spiritual. It's political. It's economical. They're coming at us in every way possible. How many ways can you fight? I got this. I started listening to RBN. What RBN started in 88 on shortwave. I've been a shortwave listener since 74 in Boy Scouts. I found AJ show in 95, but he was like the last of the last because the FCC and the League of Churches cut off. You can't talk about that no more. We're not going to allow that frequency or whatever. This editing or modification thing ain't new.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You're on it. Yeah.
They just found the newest way of communication and tried to shut it down. RBN is the last of the last. Did you hear about on Liberty Broadcasting that they seized 250,000 Sig Sauer 229s and 140,000 rounds of ammo and using Delta Force to shut the IRS down? There are white hats out there. We're not alone. But Liberty Broadcasting, that's one of the hosts on this network, runs that. And he ran that, and that was my... that was my Alamo. Okay. We got through the guys.
Well, you know what? I think we should be skipping these little intermediary things. The phone lines too flooded. I understand exactly what you're saying, sir. We're going to make it strong. We have plans on expansion, RBN, and we definitely appreciate anybody who can donate any extra funds they have.
I send $100. I'm a blue collar. I make $60,000 a year. I try and send $50 to $100 a month to RBN because of the last of the last.
You are a true patriot. And so you're going to be one of those people who inspires us, and we are going to expand.
If it's not us, who is it?
You have RBN and you have TLBTalk.com. We are going to expand. We have so many plans on expansion that it's not funny. Being a special projects director. We are expanding. But, Sarah, we have lots of other callers we got to get to. I want to thank you for being a great RBN supporter.
Yes, sir.
And it's a pleasure to have you.
Let some other patriots get on. But, hey, God bless you. And I do support every chance I get.
Thank you, sir. You're a saint. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
We got somebody in Chi-Town, actually. Line 5. Jerry, is that you?
No, this is Jerry from Chicago. Longtime listener, longtime supporter, too. Hey, your friend there, your guest that you have on, I'm just wondering, he happened to mention Hegwisch as a neighborhood, and Chicago is laid out, and they got funny names for different neighborhoods. If you're Catholic, you might live in St. Thomas More, you might live in St. Denis, St. Germain, and St. John Fisher, Beverly, Hegwisch. Where is that exactly?
We are in the 10th Ward area. We're like right on the border of Hammond, Indiana.
Oh, Hegwisch. You're not in Fast Eddie's neighborhood, are you? Fast Eddie Verdoliak.
We are. Yeah. We've actually got their law firm all over the place. Every time they have Hegwisch days, Verdoliak and a few other people are always like covering and advertising and putting in money for the event. You know, it's them and it's Tam Backies.
Yeah, that's off Indianapolis Boulevard, Avenue O, Avenue J, 118th roughly, 107th. Yeah. Okay. All right. Because I knew that name because I did a lot of work over there over the years. So, hey, do you still live in Chicago?
Yep, still do, but I'm hoping once I get things rolling, I can go to Indiana, because Lori's making it too expensive to live here, man. It's nuts.
Oh, Lori, lesbian, Lightfoot, Beetlejuice. Triple Dance.
The cool herself.
Okay, I mean, and hey, don't forget, I don't know if you've been listening to 560 AM for the last 2 weeks. I've been running commercials about Pritzker, Kim Fox, and Lori Lightfoot letting these criminals out, and this is going to be the summer of love, is according to, I don't know if you've heard that commercial yet.
I haven't heard that commercial, but a lot of people have been worried, because like the one thing locally here that's gotten me very infuriated is people keep thinking it's a good idea to break into the Family Dollar and steal stupid stuff. Like, when they had the riots here, I actually had to, like, arm myself and chase a few fatties out of there that were thinking it was a good idea to steal CD players in that and a whole bunch of other electronics. And then it was about almost a month ago that someone decided, a couple decided that they're going to steal potato chips and Red Bull, you know, from the Family Dollar. And it's like, I'm sick of this. This is insane. They're letting these people go. But I have to, like, if I'm going to actually, you know, get into the CAPS program, and God forbid, you know, I have my carry permit, I have to use it or something. Oh, you know, I will go right to Hotel 26 in California, and my orifices will never be the same. You know, God forbid, but, you know, hoopity-doopity-doppity and all of his McCringleberry gang decide they're going to break in and steal all the freaking heat tap from the Family Dollar, you know, in the middle of the night with freaking AKs, drum mags, and, you know, RPKs that hold up to, like, 100 rounds and stuff. Oh, no, that's just mutually agreed upon combat. Yeah, sounds like some BS to me, man. That's why I encourage people, like, if in the Chicago area, join the CAPS program, get your carry permits, get your FOID card, try and keep a good driving record in that and join the USCCA and join the CAPS program, because people are going postal and Punisher, and we got to try and keep our neighborhoods intact here, because this is getting nuts, and the politicians are just using it just like, you know, an abyssal chessboard piece for their little insane egotistical scheme games, like, you know, Miss Beetlejuice fails above herself.
Hey, you know what? I can't disagree with you there, but I got to be honest with you. The Second Amendment says you have a right to defend yourself, period. Okay,
yes, sir.
Whether it be a knife or an awl or a pair of lineman pliers, a pipe bender, a piece of pipe, or a gun. And
yes, sir.
I'll tell you what, I'm armed. I am not concealed carry or anything else like that.
Mm-hmm.
Do I carry a pistol in my pocket when I go into the bad neighborhood? Oh, you bet you, you're right.
You got it these days,
I'm
man.
Not
yeah.
taking a chance.
Yeah. Well, like you and me are going to be able to walk through Inglewood unscathed? Yeah, I doubt that one. What about Austin?
Well, see, that's the thing, though. You got to be careful. Because you're talking about what the Constitution says or anything. You have to understand these people are twisting language. They want to change the definition of recession openly.
Yep.
I mean, so it's all about the language. And especially the language that can be translated and describe a situation that doesn't suit you. It's not accurate. So you defending yourself can turn to a hate crime real quick. So I urge everyone to be careful and don't be so scared. Oh, black man. And shaking with the pistol. You know, you got to be careful. You got to be careful. Don't use it unless you absolutely have to.
Absolutely.
Don't be a George Zimmerman.
Yeah.
No. You got to remember something. George Zimmerman happened on Obama's watch, and George Zimmerman was a Hispanic Jew, not a white guy. But yet the news media put him out as a white guy against his poor little 9-year-old handsome black kid that just happened to be in a gated community trying to keep him out. Okay? We're not hearing the full news or anything else like that. A lot of this crap is blowing right back in their face because they have lied, and they have lied continuously. It's just like when the pandemic, 99.79% of the people that get this goofy COVID survived, as long as they didn't go to the hospital and get put on Remdesivir and get put on a lung machine and then drowned in their own bodily fluids. Okay, so I had told people, I says, wait a minute, I'm 62 years old. My government has never told me the truth as long as I've been alive, and I'm supposed to believe them now? Are you kidding me?
Right.
It ain't going to happen. So, hey, listen, that's all I wanted to say. I know you got a lot of callers. You said it was stacked. So, hey, dude,
yes, sir.
You and I got to get together sometime. The dude
Definitely.
In Chicago on the East End.
Hey,
I live in hometown. Look up hometown. That's where I live. That is
I heard
one
of hometown. Yeah, my mom's talked about that.
Well, hey, you have an email, right?
Yes, I do.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, leave your email with the producer here, producer Mike,
sure.
And see if you guys can get a hold of each other that way.
Definitely, yeah.
Oh,
I'd love to.
Yeah, sure. Turn me over. I think Mike is the producer. Yeah, turn me back over to Mike.
Yeah, and at the same time, let's get... Oh, wait a minute. Hold on here. Hold on. Let's get Alan on the phone.
Holding on, you're just now I'm breaking the mold.
It sounds like the break's coming up here. Oh, well, hey, V. I was wanting to talk about what the old definition of freedom used to be. You know, my friend, I call you, and you call yourself the Fresh Prince of Bratislava. You know, you're over there in Lower Silesia, and I hope you never do actually get into any of those, Nazi SS tunnels, you know, General Hans Kammler and his technology. I hope you never really do discover any of that, because then you will definitely not be on the air anymore, my friend.
No, I actually, there are some that are just open.
Dun, dun, dun.
And you can go, you can walk into them. There are some. They're just like public walkways now that were old tunnels.
Can you find the Glocka and the technology that they were really working on? But anyway, that's aside. You know, you're over there in Poland, and I kind of know where you are. You know, I've studied, you know, a lot of this stuff, you know, the technology that the Nazis were developing. And, but, you know, my friend, you know, you were saying you've got a camera pointing to the front and a camera pointing to the back and a camera pointing out, you know, your driver's side window. And, my friend, it's not freedom when you have to try to catch them, you know, on some technicality, you know. You know, it's like hiring a lawyer. You go into the court system, you know, you hope you've got a good enough attorney, or you've got one that will fight for you, or you've got enough money, or they know the judge well enough. That is not freedom, my friend. You know, that's called a special club. And this whole system is so screwed up, you know. Everyone's, you know, I hear all these people talking about, well, here's how you get free. Here's how you don't have to have a driver's license. You don't have to have license plates on your car. You don't have to register it. You can own your land. And you're looking for a technicality, some little slip in this system. And that is not true freedom, my friend. That's driving around in fear, hoping that if you get stopped by a cop and he pulls you out and beats your ass, that you've got cameras that have caught him doing that, when all along it should not happen in the first place. We need to get back to a point where you don't have to worry about that. We used to lead comfortable lives where you didn't have to. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say exactly what you're saying. Yeah, it's a damn shame. You know, we have to basically, you know, police the policemen and everyone else. We have to go around with our body cams and our lawyers and our, you know, extra cards for everything, especially in freaking Illinois. You know, we have to have a card for our Second Amendment, and we have to have a clean driving record, and then you have to pass this course. And like,
my friend,
let
me interrupt. You mentioned the Floyd card earlier. You know, I've got a brother that lives up in Illinois, and I went up to visit him. And I brought, you know, we were going to go up, we were going to do some shooting, and I didn't bring a bunch of ammo with me. I stopped in Springfield, Illinois, and I went into a Walmart, and I was standing in line. I grabbed a couple of boxes of ammo off the shelf, you know, and I went up to pay for them at the counter, and the lady at the counter goes, can I see your ID? And I'm like, well, that's kind of weird. So I hand her to my Arkansas driver's license at that point in time, you know, and she goes, no, I need your Floyd card. And I said, excuse me, my what? And the guy behind me in line, he goes, no, that's your firearms owner's identification document. And I said, my what?
Oh, it's,
and he said, no, to buy a firearm or ammunition in Illinois, you have to have this document. I said, that's basically gun registration. And the guy behind me goes, he goes, yes. And the other people in line behind me, they said, yeah. Uh-huh. They said, the rest of us have to put up with what goes on in Chicago. All the people in the farming community in the rest of Illinois have to put up with what happens in Chicago. That's like gun registration. And they said, yes. And the guy, he goes, I'd offer to buy you your ammo. And I said, but you would be charged for doing a straw purchase, wouldn't you? And he said, yeah. And I said, I wouldn't even ask you to do that. I mean, the insanity is creeping in.
Oh, it's
the insanity
insane,
is creeping in.
Wait. If I may jump in here, what is going on?
Sure.
I may be taking it off topic of the guns and ammo thing, which we could, you know, you can go eight ways and all this stuff, but just to stick with Chicago with Beetlejuice, Lori Lightfoot, as the Democrat, you know, matron of the town, what the hell is going on? why in the hell? Why is she? You would think she'd be arming every young. I mean, I wanted to say every young thug in every, you know, little ghetto, so that they could have a, you know, at least some detente where there's not just constant crime. But apparently her whole thing is just, it's like laissez-faire.
Blame Whitey.
Yeah, blame Whitey, laissez-faire. And it's like, what is happening? Like, why wouldn't she want, she should be having gun handling programs from pre-K to, you know, 12th grade, and everybody's armed.
Only, man.
I just don't understand.
My friends, I got a BB gun when I was five.
Exactly.
You'll put
your eye out, Alan. You'll put your eye out.
A 22 when I was six, a 20-gauge shotgun when I was eight, and a 30-30 bolt-action rifle when I was nine.
I progressed from there.
Exactly. You know?
When I got in Grandpa's truck at the farm on the weekends, there was a 22 on the back window, and you didn't play around with it. You didn't touch the rifle, you know. When you got to be about eight or nine, maybe seven, maybe 12, you went out and you shot yourself a squirrel or something, you know.
I tell you what, my dad made sure that I knew how to use a gun.
You know, I didn't go to school here. I didn't live here in this town. My family, they came over in the 1830s from Germany. They settled. You know, I'm in Fredericksburg, Texas. Okay. We've got a land deed signed by Sam Houston, 1846, to my great-great-grandfather, okay? A section of land. My family has been here for a long time. I've lived here on and off. I've come here my whole life. I've asked guys, you know, that have lived here their whole life. It's like, you know, back when I said, you know, guys, I said, when you left your little two-room or one-room schoolhouse, and then you went into high school, you went into town, and I said, how many vehicles in the parking lot were pickup trucks? They said, about 95%. I said, how many of those 95% of pickup trucks had a minimum of a 22 rifle in the rear rack on the window? They said about 100% of them. I said, so there was kids dying every day in school, right? And they said, no, we never had a problem. You know?
Amen, man.
It's society that's changed. It is not the weaponry. Yeah. If they took every gun we had, it's like over in England. You know, you have to have a license to own a butter knife in England now, you know, because, you know, hell, it's got a blunt tip on it, but you can still hurt someone. You know, how long can we put up with this, guys? You know, we don't need to try to find loopholes to find freedom. You know, that's bullshit, you know? What is America's biggest output? We create more attorneys than any freaking country on this planet. And what's done this to us? Well, you know, England. You know, the BAR, the British Accredited Registry.
I'll allow the BS, by the way. But
We got to keep the language clean.
We'll allow the BS. But I'm with
I,
I'm
I know,
with
you know, it's the middle of the day. Hell, I listen all the time, and I hear the F word, and I hear a lot worse words than BS. Yeah. I know John Stapmiller said ass-hats instead of ass. That was the other H word.
Ass-hats.
I need a John Stapmiller ass-hat drop.
I need the ass-hat drop.
RBN is like one of those things, I know, but I'm syndicated. Each show is separate. I'm syndicated. I have other people who replay the show. So that's why.
Well, I actually have bulls on my property, and they do drop something that's called, what do I call it, bull pucky? I mean, you know.
It's cakes, man. Them pies. They drop those pies.
Bud pies.
And, hey, Alan, I got to talk to Alan. He's been on the thing about that we should be beyond that. But in the meantime, yes, we have to deal with it. Should be everything when you're out and you're like within the crosshairs. You should be live streaming constantly. Your lawyer, your assistant counsel should be immediately accessing. It sucks, well, but yeah, we should be way back,
you know,
it was just you drive, you move around, you travel. John used to always point out, Stapmiller would point out, that we had these photos of the original Capitol before the big, beautiful granite dome here in Austin, Texas, and
horses. Do you remember the shooter in the Texas Tower?
Horses.
Who kept them pinned down? It was deer hunters pulling their rifles out of their pickup trucks.
Exactly.
Kept that guy pinned down.
Sniper. Yeah,
Tower
sniper versus sniper. Sniper versus sniper.
That's awesome.
Spy versus spy.
Oh, God.
You know, wow. you know, guys. I've got 400 plus acre ranch here. You know, and anymore, from what my town's turned into, I don't like going into it because basically I live in San Francisco, California now. I mean, it's unbelievable what my little local community has turned into. And, you know, on my ranch, it's like, you know, if one of the new 87,000 IRS employees wants to come out and try to tell me that I owe $5 for a tax exemption that I didn't take or something else, it's like, it's not going to be a pretty sight. I'm just tired of it, guys. You know, I don't want to be violent. I've hunted and fished my whole life. I know what bullets do to flesh, you know.
I've got squirrel, deer,
dove, duck, you know, geese, everything, you know. I don't want to do that. I've never been to war.
Mm-hmm. Same here, man. I want to be a Marine.
We can only be pushed so far.
Yep.
They're pushing.
They're pushing very hard. And you know, until enough of us get fed up, you know, a lone martyr, you know, the guy standing in Tiananmen Square in front of the damn tank, you know, it went worldwide, but did it do anything? Hell no, China is still just a crap hole, I'm sorry. When will we have enough? 100%, my friend. 100%. I got you.
100%. We got to get to the next caller. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you, my friend.
Oh, it was good talking to you, dude.
Great. This is great. Huh? yeah, well, I mean, I know we got Terry in Oklahoma.
FYI, Alan is a co-host of the Republic of Texas radio, I believe it's Sunday morning. He's there.
Yes.
So, nice.
I remember him. That's why I was like, we got to get him on.
All right, we got, we do have, who is this?
Terry in Oakland.
Oakland, California. And then I got another call coming in, too.
What's up, fellas?
I'll put him on there.
All right. We are here. You got a question or a comment for us?
Mm-hmm.
I got a little bit of both. I would like to say, first of all, a big shout-out and a rest in peace to our patriarch, John Stattmiller. I've been a loyal listener to Republic Broadcasting since probably back, I'd say, about 2009. Never really called in, but tonight's show was just so good, I just had to go ahead and do it. And I want to say, first of all, I'm actually not in Oakland, California anymore. I actually egressed and got out of the United States. I live in Uruguay in South America. And I would tell anybody who's thinking about bugging out and getting out, this is the place to come. This is as close as you're going to get to the American way of living, of having autonomy and freedom and the means with which to live by your hands without an oppressive state, you know, stripping you of everything you have. Many people here ask me why I live here and why I came here from California. And I say, because of this idea of autonomy, because of the fact that the United States is like living in a big casino. And so for immigrants from here in Latin America who come there, it's great. You come for a few years, you make a bunch of money, you send it back home, you build a house back at home, and you come back. And so you come to our country and you steal and you strip from us, just like the old Roman Republic that was crashed in and destroyed by you-know-who, the chicken swingers. But what I want to get to and why I'm calling, I want to talk to you, V, personally as well. I really appreciate the quality of shows that are produced on Republic Broadcasting, all of them, because it's a full spectrum. You get a little bit of everything. And particularly being a black man from Oakland, ex-military, U.S. Navy, veteran, and listening to your show, and I've learned so much from you and the guys that you have on, because it's such a good mix. I want to say that the most important thing I can leave with everybody that's listening tonight, everybody that's out there across the airwaves who can hear my voice right now, think about the movie They Lived. Think about the movie They Live. That movie that was made by John Carpenter had so many subliminal messages and hidden metaphors that were there that represent the world in which we live today. It had drones. It had CCTV cameras. It had everything. And the most important part of the story that nobody gets is that it was about a black man and a white man uniting against their common enemy. It was about a black man and a white man uniting. Look at my people right now. Look at us in the streets every day shooting and killing each other, murdering. You got a ready and willing army. You got a ready and willing army that needs direction. That's all that they need. And that's the white man.
I'm telling you.
Our enemy is common. Our enemy has divided us and conquered us.
Common enemy. That's what I'm talking about.
Our enemy has conquered and divided us by using sellouts who are Freemasons on the black side and on the white side, like the tiles on the floor in any Freemasonic temple. We've been stripped of our culture. We've been stripped of our ethnicity. The same weapons that have been used against my people are now used against yours.
I want to thank you. Thank you for the compliment. And you are, this is why I do it, because people like you. You are wonderful. You are, you know, you're right there. You're aware of everything that's going on. You're doing everything to better your life, and you're helping spread the information, I hope, and you're giving us support. So I thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you guys, man. You guys are really carrying a torch. You're lighting the road. It's a dark path that's ahead of us all. And the thing is we have to look at that movie. Roddy Rudy Piper's last message that he sent out on Twitter was that They Lived was a documentary. It wasn't a movie.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And it's true. And the hidden story is, remember that fight scene between Rowdy Rudy Piper and the black dude in the alley? He had to beat the shit out of that guy to get him to put the glasses on and to see the reality.
Not this year.
This is what has to happen. I'm telling you, you guys got a ready and willing army that our chicken swinging enemies have divided us to not see our common alliance. We can settle everything else once the dust settles. This is easy.
I'm telling everybody, join your local civilian militia. If you don't have one, start one.
Come on.
Thank you very much for your wonderful call. You are a patriot, and I hope that we can push forward here. Yes, thank you very much, Terry.
Come on.
I love you, Terry. Man. I love you, God. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Yeah.
I love this scene.
Put on the freaking glasses.
Yeah, a great movie. Great movie. You know, I think you and I should do a breakdown of that movie one day.
Oh my God, yeah.
There's so much to it.
Stop us. No!
Well, all right, I think we have time for one more caller. Let's get to Scott in Nevada. Line one, go ahead.
Well, hello there, fellas. Nice show this afternoon. Well, this last caller, I also grew up in Oakland, but I'm a white guy. And I left there when I got back from Vietnam and went up. I moved to the country. So what I see going on with the black kids now, what they need is a dad. But what I really called about was the previous caller on the acreage in Texas, talking about the IRS, all enforcement provisions in the 26 U.S. Code stem from the statutes at large from 1868, 1867, and they all the enforcement provisions have to do with cotton, alcohol, and tobacco. And the implementing regulations are found right where they belong at Title 27. So over in Title 26, there's no implementing regulations. There's nothing to enforce. So that's what I want to say.
Huh. I did not know that.
I'm giving you a choice. Either put on these glasses or start eating that trash can.
Okay, Mike.
All going to get me all giddy in that. Oh, my God. Yeah, definitely. They Live. Oh, my God. Since we're both Postal fans, we should do the Postal movie, too, just for the giggles.
You know what? Have you seen the actual movie? They have it on YouTube, actually.
I had to go through like movies 1, 2, 3 to watch it.
Yes.
Yeah, by the way, movies 1, 2, 3 is still they have changed their URL apparently to a very obscure www.0123.45.com, but apparently that. I think it's the same site.
Yeah, it's the same website. They keep changing it so that they don't get shut down.
Yeah, it comes right up. If you're looking for that obscure movie from the 80s of any kind, I was impressed. We're going to watch Splash later tonight. Just if you You want to
nice
cuddle up with your girl and watch a good 80s flick with Tom Hanks before you realized he was a weirdo.
Mm-hmm.
They've got the movies at 1, 2, 3. What is it? 1, 2, 3.
Movies 1, 2, 3. Movies, or 1, 2, 3 movies.
Yeah.
Okay, well, to our caller, and I want to agree with you on something. Yes, the family unit is being destroyed. I mean,
lately,
completely taking the fathers out of the equation, or
that's not very progressive. V, I thought you were a liberal. I'm confused now. When is V hosting his Drag Time Story Hour or whatever?
Hey, listen, wearing a skirt is very empowering.
It's called a kilt. Called a kilt, sir. Yes. Henry gets it. It's called a kilt. What will we do without freedom?
Yeah. What call a tranny on a date with a guy and doesn't disclose anything until the end of the date? Kilt.
Ouch. Kilt. Yeah. Ouch.
And on that note, ladies and gentlemen, I don't know, caller, if you know anything about this or have any opinions on this, or Henrik, listen, the whole idea of, you know, I hear this all the time, you know, oh, homophobes killing transsexuals. Listen, don't be a transsexual. Don't be a transgendered person. Going on a date with a man without first disclosing what you are. Mm-hmm. Oh, well, he shouldn't care. It shouldn't matter. No, obviously it does matter.
It does matter.
Obviously.
Oh, I have one. I have a quick note on that. The I heard that LGB was kicking out the T. In case you, yeah,
I was all inclusive. Why? Yeah,
well, no. It's you can't keep up, dude. The goalposts are moving at, you know, a rate that's beyond your frame rate on your, you know, mental understanding. It can't keep up. And
that thing hotwired to a V8 turbo.
Yeah, you've got twin turbos on the V12. Like Model T. the Model T has twin turbos, but like there has been this thing, just quick thing here, there's been a thing about bisexuals get no play in the LGBTQAI+,
because they're non-committal.
It's like you can't say that there's, you know, you can't be bi when there's no gender. That's
too. Oh, snap.
Yeah, you see what I mean? You can't be bi when there's no gender. Yeah, you can't be. There's not just two genders. There's not just two genders.
You can't kick the T out.
There's not just two genders.
It's trisexual. You try anything.
It's queer.
What I think they need to acknowledge are quad-gendered trans-dimensional brony lords. Gendered trans-dimensional brony lords. They must acknowledge it as a gender.
And also, put on these glasses or eat that trash can.
Yeah, we're going to have guys with hentai tentacles coming out of their pants. I can't wait to see what the future holds. We're going to have...
Not this year.
Science fiction has... you're going to have science fiction creators creating new genders, and then those people trying to turn into those things. You're going to have the insanity. Just... It's gonna explode. And, you know, people ask, you know, where I am on this thing... And this is probably the most leftist thing I'll say, but I stand by it. If all these libtards want to mutilate themselves, they want to kill their babies, they want to be defenseless against society, let them. That's Darwinism working. A survival of the fittest. They cannot reproduce. If they want to change their sex, they want to kill their... That means there's going to be less of them. Okay? They are majority right now. They will quickly become a minority. I'm not going to. I will try to talk someone off the ledge. I'll try to get someone to take the noose from around the neck. But if they're dead set on doing it, they're just going to do it. So, bon voyage.
Help them hold the Glock against their head.
Bon voyage. Catch you later.
Oh, you missed the song reference.
Oh, yeah, I did.
I'm giving you a choice. Either put on these glasses or start eating that trash can.
Yeah, okay, Mike. All right. All right, we got it. Caller, did we get all your points?
He dropped off. I guess he was done. We've got a couple of minutes left. I want
Henrik for you to plug everything that's going on, especially this event, because I'm going to be there.
Oh yeah, oh it's going to be awesome. I mean, I've been going to the GOP Jamboree for a while. It's bounced all around Southern Illinois. It started around like Kankakee, I think. The first time I went there, they had Bryson Gray rap on stage. They had a small local country band, a small local folk band.
Bryson Gray is awesome.
Oh, he was awesome. I was like a rap star.
If you want a bisexual guy, Mr. Obvious, but Bryson Gray, Mr. Obvious. Good job.
There we go.
Oh yeah. But I believe it's $35 for a ticket to get in there. They got it in Lyle, Illinois, is where they're going to have it. I mean, if I can pull this sucker back up, I mean, would it hurt to give the exact address of this place?
And, yeah, let me talk to your peoples. I need to get my press pass and all that stuff, too, because
definitely
we're going to have some fun.
Oh, absolutely. Yes, I got mine through the CFAPA, Constitutional First Amendment Press Association. They have a website, and if that's not working, if anything, there for some blank ones I have, or I can like edit it, because basically all you have to do is just swear to journalistic principles and integrity, you know, truth, justice, and the American way, pretty much. You know, that's like their only thing that they have is, you know, you go through their website and go, this is what you do, this is what you don't do, you know. Don't do anything unlawful. Don't try and be CNN. And then it's like, okay, here's a template. Stick your picture here. Put in the date that you swore your oath to the, you know, to Justice American Way. And then, ta-da! You are a member of the press. You are registered with the CFAPA. Because, like, I was sending a few people there. And one of my buddies, Rain Man, was like, hey, dude, website's down for some reason. I tried to get into it in like 4, 5, 6 different browsers. I'm like, well, what the crap? You know, someone's got to be DDoSing it or something.
Well, we'll have to figure it all out later. Very quickly, your YouTube channel?
It was The Burnside Film Project. Or if you just look up Henrik Thorntonson, you'll find it. And if that's hard, then go on YouTube or BitChute and look up Burnside in Kekistan and just look for this crazy-looking avatar I have with the dude in the gas mask with the Spanish Civil War hat.
All right. Yes. Guys, thank you. And thank you, Henrik, for coming on. Probably the best show I've done on Intel Report, period. That's awesome. I can't wait to have you late nights. I can't wait to have you on late nights on my Red Pill Hardcore show. So,
can I swear on that one?
No.
Oh,
but we'll have just as much fun anyways. But anyways, yes, it's been another episode of the National Intel Report. I am your guest host, V, and I look forward to catching you guys next week. Thank you for tuning in.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of Happy Packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting, because you can handle the truth.